If you're a lover of great podcasts and you're here today, so you are, you know how hard it is to find a really good one. I have a recommendation. You're going to like this. The Something You Should Know podcast with Mike Carruthers. It's worth your time. Search for Something You Should Know wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the bright yellow light bulb and get listening. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, my favorite question is, what can I do? Doesn't matter what happens, I just go, what can I do? And I figure it out. It's like magic elixir. You should take it today. So we talk about stories. You've probably heard people say this phrase, change your stories, you change your life. But there is something that's in the world right now that is controlling your stories, and you need to stop it. And I'm going to talk about how you can do that today on the Daily Boost. Every single day, life begins when you move. There's no doubt about that, but life gets in the way, and you are the way. We can fix it. Since 2006, in our 15th, about ready to wrap our 15th year, over 4,000 episodes, millions of downloads, just about ready to cross 50 million. That's so cool. Thanks for that. You guys have been chewing up my bandwidth over time. You know, I didn't expect it to go so long. I just kind of went into it and said, let's do this thing. Let's make it happen. And ever since then, it's a full-time gig. It's kind of fun to do, like all the time. So thank you for that. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationmove.com. We will be talking about how to change your stories. And if you ever get in a place where maybe sometimes you just feel like your story is being manipulated all day long, whether you want it to or not, you're right. It's not just you. Everybody's doing it. You're not alone in that case. But there's a way to think about it. So I'm going to draw your attention to it, take you in a mindset and get you there. But first, I want to talk about something that's also going to change your mindset. Because right now, you're here. I know you love podcasts. I know you love to learn, but there are 2.6 million podcasts in the world now. How do you find the good ones? Well, you take a recommendation, usually from a guy like me who's a podcaster. Something You Should Know podcast with Mike Carruthers. It has literally been, I wasn't going to say it anymore. It has been my go-to at the gym lately. When I'm on the treadmill trying to get through an hour and pushing it hard, Mike is in my ear. Something You Should Know gives you the information you can use in your life. It helps you understand the world better. It's kind of like the Daily Boost, but really different. A whole different style, a whole different approach. You'll like Something You Should Know. In every episode, Mike Carruthers talks with leading experts. Topics like, check this out, why we need pain and to enjoy pleasure. What? The biggest lies about work. I can tell you a few. The purpose and benefits of gossip. Are there? He told me. Yeah, he proved it. The why people snap. I got to tell you, Mike knows how to pose. Now, this is really cool. You should listen to it because he's a pro. He's done this forever. He knows how to get the heart of a topic. You don't find too many podcasts with hosts like that. So, highest recommendation. I want you to try it today. Something You Should Know has thousands of five-star reviews. Very much worth your time. Search for Something You Should Know wherever you go to get your podcast. Look for the bright yellow light bulb and get listening and then thank me. That's all I ask. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Been looking for that podcast. All right. Your stories, your life, what are you telling yourself? How is it affecting you? Now, there's a truth that on the surface may not seem very motivational. A lot of people come to me all the time. They say, Scott, I just want the positive, upbeat positivity. Just motivate me, motivate me, motivate me. I have always, and I just hate to say it because you're not going to believe it. Some of you are going to go the other direction. Sometimes a good swift kick in the ass is the best motivation you'll ever get. It is. We're not going to do that today. But some of you are going to listen to this and say, well, it's kind of negative, Scott. It's not, but you're going to hear it that way. And there's nothing I can do about that. But if you accept the truth of what I talk about today, it's going to be freeing and quite possibly the most motivating thing you'll learn today if you're willing to listen to it. I don't think you are. We live in a world that is dominated by agendas. Plans of others is what those agendas are. And they're broadcast to the world in all kinds of different ways. And the reason they're broadcast is to propagandize your mind into believing in a way that will pull you off your path and put you on another path that will not take you where you want to go. And these agendas come from business. They come from politicians. They come from governments. They come from people. They come from the ice cream truck guy. He broadcasting here. Here comes my little agenda. You hear it. You hear the ice cream. It's coming around the corner. Come on by my ice cream. It's an agenda. They're everywhere. Worse, the stories that you tell yourself, the blah, 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 that little person inside your head that's broadcasting personal propaganda into you is doing the very same thing. It could be, you can do it, you can do it, or you can't do it. You shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing this. Who knows what it is? A little voice inside your head is happening. It's personal propaganda. None of this is good. None of this is bad. It's just the truth. It has always been that way. It will always be that way. If you ever think that in human time, whether it be the past or into the future, that this is ever going to go away, you're silly. Oh, Scott, it's okay. We can all just get along. Yeah, we can. So your desire to get along and broadcast that out to the world is, in fact, your propaganda telling somebody else what to do, drag them down your path instead of their path. No, 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 it's not what I mean. But in fact, that's what it is. So we find a way to communicate, to listen, living persuasion and being able to communicate with people and having a mastery of those skills, it's just how it's going to happen. But you have to admit the truth that just because you want something, if you even breathe it out to somebody else, you have now broadcast your agenda to somebody else and you are attempting to pull them off path, if only to see it your way. Right? Is that bad? You can't tell me it's, you can't, no. It's not bad, because if it's bad for you, it's bad for them. It's just how it is. If you want to choose to live your life and experience freedom at its highest levels, there's a rule that I've always followed. Okay, that's a lie. I try to always follow it. I mess up a lot. I'm a dumbass in the mirror sometimes. You know, it's like, what are you doing? You know the rules. You know what works. I know, I'm the boss of me, I didn't want to do it. So I don't always follow it, but I try to, and I do have it written down, and I always go back to it. So this is basically what it is, and I'll just do it in a nutshell for you here. So we'll see if this resonates with you. It won't for most of you. It will for some of you. The truth is the most motivating power you can access, if you dare to see and accept it. And then you have this power to respond and act in ways that can change your life instantly and long term. I'm not even going to know how to do that. I'm just going to say that right now, and this is nothing new for me, and if you listen to me for years and years and years, you'll know that I've always said this. I've said it 15 years now. I've always recognized, in fact, a long time ago, I'm still part of the problem right now. I'll just admit it, I am. But a long time ago, I understood something. I'd be driving down the road, listening to my car on the radio. You know, back before you could scan for a podcast, what did you do? You scan the radio dial to find something interesting to listen to. Remember that? And even if you go back before the digital days and it was analog, then you could hear in between. You could get far off cities and far off stations would pop in. Digital doesn't do that so much anymore. But you could do that. And what would happen when you're driving down the road? Some disc jockey on the air, some commercial on the air, there was a little snippet in time. There was one little thing. You need to see this movie this weekend. It's great. You weren't even thinking about a movie and suddenly, boom, agenda driven. You're off in a movie. Honey, guess we're going to see a movie. But I was going to go see my mom this week. I know, but this movie's fantastic. Let's go. Wow. Everything changed. Agenda. The truth. That's all it is. It's out there. It's never going to go away. You're using it. They're using it. Everybody's using it. Nothing wrong. Nothing bad about it. Just how it is. The minute you figure that out and you just accept that, life changes. It becomes on your terms. Because living life on your terms is not about fighting the good fight until you get what you want. That's not it. I know we turn into the wind and we fight it, and then we're drifting around here or there, the whole thing. No. It's just accepting that it is what it is out there, ignoring the agendas of others, rewriting your story that you tell yourself, and then acting in alignment with who you are on the inside. It's very, very simple. Not. Change your story, change your life. It begins by accepting what's going on around you is just how it is. It's true. I have spent the entire week building up to this show, and the next day and the next day we do the same thing. If you're not getting all the shows, it's because you're not a premium member. You're not getting the commercial-free version and the coaching that goes into these shows. You can get that. Just visit motivationtomove.com. It'll be there for you. If it resonates with you, that's where you find it every single day. Why is it just there? It's because, well, we like to have people in have some skin in the game. I don't like to just pass out stuff that people just kind of download and never listen to. Instead, we like to have folks who actually use what we teach. And that's what the members do. So if you're one of those people who wants to apply what's being taught, I invite you to join us. Just go to motivationtomove.com. You can get just the podcast or the coaching program. It's reasonable, and you'll never hear me talk about, joining once you're a member, because you're already a member. We just coach. That's all we do.